Rambam in der Heilbeet, when the Mishye says, when the Mishye says, Hoyo binem so, nosen so binot und so habe die Koshea, so, it doesn't have reference to a case where, so, when the Mishye says, Hoyo binem so, nosen so binot und so habe die Koshea, So it only means if he did it once. According to the other saying that the member of Rabbi Echon has reference to the Peres, so maybe we have to say that when the Mishnah says Hoya Bimem Son Nosu Sov Notu Sari Kocha, it doesn't mean, it's not limited only to the case where he did it once. He dumped in one saw of Megeris and then he drew out. But even if he did it twice or three times or 10 times or 15 times or 20 times, as long as he didn't do it 21 times, that's the Chapter Mishnah. The Megeris member is the Chapter Mishnah. But according to the Rambam and the Raibet, so the Megeris member has nothing, it does not have reference to Megeris, it has reference to Shulim. So the Megeris doesn't say that even 20 times is kosher by Megeris. So, you only have the aloha of the Mishnah. Only the aloha that the Mishnah mentions is the case of doing it once. So, maybe they say, according to Rambam and the Raibet, so, regarding the Peres, only if he did it once. But if he did it 2 times, so then it becomes possible. So, that's the basic difference between the Shita of all the other Shayim and the Shita of the Rambam and the Raibet. Kosher Rabbi Chassal in the Choshev Shinomar. Mitzev Apeis Meisim Shri Shemudim. The Tamad in Magas Boros, Mochel Rabbi Moshe Shri Shemudim, 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 ובחוסר הסכימון מישהו ששמורים ממהו מקטל גם כמה שהוא בגשון מאשר מפייס לישראל גוייתי אומר אבל מוקים שמערוב מים טוב עלו עושות נראה תאי אם תיסה את המקרה שאין בי אבו אינסו ונוף על נסיך יאי ונשתם במערוב הם נמצא משתי שמורים ולא יהיה בו אפילו חוסר מערוב תכן שאוי הוא כושר הוי ממסוב נבוסיך יאי ונשתם במערוב חצי הפילו בין כמה מים וכמה יאי נתאו טוב. Now, so, that's the Derech of the Rash. I mean, he cites the whole passage in the Sefer, and then he starts saying, Nof, Moshe Shemudim, Yayin, Benki Mayayin, Benkamayin, Kim Nof, Hoyosho, Vizike, he said, Mikva Yayin, Zemizel, Tia, he said, Mikva Mayin, Mikva Mayin, Tia, Mikva Yayin, Moit, Mikva Mayayin, Mikva Mayin, Tia, Mikva Mayayin, Moit, Chob, Moshe, Mikva Mayin, Magod, Mare, say, ומראי סימוקים כמראי סייאלים התיבת, there is התיבת, there is למד מיסים התיבת ואי סימוקים כאולי טובה ואולי לפונו פרשום כיקר של תחומתום. Now he starts explaining here. Now מיקרה שאי בי אבו ימסו ונוף מסיך יאלים ונשתם ומרו אין ניפסל בשביל של סנורגים. So what did he mean in Yisrael Bishleish Esrugi? In Yisrael Bishleish Esrugi, so it's not that the deceptive is just telling us. Of course, that being is also true, and it's the reverse. Of course it is true, that if a mikveh does not have a bonesaw, does not have a bonesaw, and then Gimel Lugim wine falls into it, it doesn't become possible. It's not mashing to the mensaw that the Gimel Lugim yang, but it doesn't pass. Only Gimel Lugim Mayim passes if it falls into a mikveh that does not have them soils yet. So of course that thing is true. But when the Sefer says mikveh sheyei abo yisom davu tzich yayin shanu ma'arav v'in mikveh sheyei lugim, so the Sefer tells us a big achidush that if, let's say, there is 39 soil in the mikveh, and then let's say one soil of Yayin falls into the mikveh. Of course, it's not mashma. We cannot be taken. And then, after the morning, and as a result of the fall of one saw of Yayin falling into the mikveh, so the whole matter of the mikveh changes. It doesn't look white, it looks red, as a result of the saw of Yali that fell into the mikveh. So it looks red. And then, give look in my mamish, fall into the mikveh. So then we should say, we should pass that. So the answer is, when can give look in view of the fact that the halacha of give look in, surely passes, is only with the Rabbanon. So when can it pass it? If it falls into a mikveh that is in such a state that if the heading them saw, it would be adapted, it would be suitable for a mikveh for tefillah. Mashenke, if the gimurugim might fall into a mikveh that is in a state that even if the heading them saw of mali, it still would not be suitable for tefillah. Because of Shinu Male, so the Mele seems to be looking, fall into the mikveh at the time when the mikveh is in such a state that it's not suitable for tefillah. So the tefillah is given looking, Mayim doesn't pass it. That's a big chiddush. This is what it says. Pilishin Yipsal Bishlish is looking, Mayim Shuvim, Shemot Kubeich and Shtan Male. In other words, when does, how can it be explained? The answer is, in view of the fact that the whole soul of Gimurugi falling into a mikveh is Ipsul de Rabbanon. So the Chachomim said that soul of Gimurugi Nifilas Mayim applies only to a case where it falls into a mikveh that would be suitable for tefillah if it had Memsah. But it's not suitable for tefillah because it doesn't have Memsah. But had it had them so, it would be suitable for tefillah. Masha'im came in the case where, let's say, the 39 saw of water has a shinimara, it looks red on account of the yayu. So it's not suitable for me for tefillah, even if it had them so. So in such a case, if the nefilas gimurugin takes place at the moment when the mikveh is not suitable for tefillah, even if it had them so, so the psul doesn't apply. So a page in Yisrael says, with my shul, she not forget Yisrael Mareyem, but with Chodra HaKeli Imane, Kol Shal HaKes, Ki Yilu Eitom, Sha'arei Bin Kemamayim Arboim So. So matter of fact, there is a good way of making a mikveh, let's say, if you have, let's say, so, if you have, rov, you have Kapal of So, you have Kapal of So, Manchin Shuvim the Mikveh. And it's difficult, you know, to fill it up with Manchin Shuvim. It doesn't rain, and if it rains, I mean, but it's indoors. So there is a good way of making the Mikveh. How? In other words, first you have 21 So. You have 21 saw of mind change in the mixture. Then you pour in a lot of wine so that it changes the mar. It changes the mar. And then you can pour in mind change. You can pour in mind change while the mar is not a real mare, so you can probably mind shirim, so the psul of Gimurugi Mayim wouldn't apply, and if then you manipulate that a little bit more water should come in and change the mare to the normal mare of Mayim, so then to be a mikveh. But the problem will be how to manipulate that at the time when you don't mind shooting, let's say 10 saw, 15 saw, or 19 saw, so the mare is not the right mare. And then as a result of manipulating that some mikshamim should come in, it should restore the normal mare. So that's it. So then the mikveh will be changed. Alright. Now, then the next thing. So So, Hakim would be a man, Kimayan, Kimutobal, Sharim, Kimamay, Maboimso. Now, because you learn in that Mishnah, suppose you don't pee wine, and because of that, so just part of the water in the mikveh changes the mara, and the rest of the water in the mikveh has the normal mara, the normal mara of water. So, if there is a quantity of memso that retains the normal, the natural mara of water, even though the rest of the water does not have the normal natural mara, so it's a mikveh shel. So suppose the mikveh has 100. So, and then you don't drink wine, a barrel of wine is spilled. And that changes the mara of 60 saw the mikveh. But 40 saw retain the natural mara. So then it's a kosher mikveh. So, much engine, if you don't have the minimum of mem saw retaining its natural mara of wine, so then if anyone is stable, even if he happens to be taken in that portion of water that has the natural amount of water, so the tree is not ill. He says that he would talk about Shayim and Kim Amayim Aboim So, Yechulu Hoyul Aboim So, No Flei Shleishes Lugi Yayim. Now the next halachim they said, No Drop No Shleishes Lugi Yayim, Bein Kim Ayayim, Bein Kim Amayim, Kiyu No Flei, No Flei Shleishes Lugi Yayim, Shalushim Amareyem, Kiyu No Flei, Vitei Meir, Bein Kim Amayim, Bein Kim Amayim. Hoyo show, the Hoyo Bein, now the next halachim they said, Hoyo show, Hoyo Bein, Shiyo Shmei Mikvoi, so he showed us. Let's say it had 40 saw, it had 80 saw, it had 120 saw. The Sikyo Mikve is kosher, Ki Lachshir Mitvile, this is Mikim Ayani, Zev Zalitir, it only if he joined the water to the Mayim. But suppose he joined the water to the Yain, so that's not a shote. Zev Zalitir, but he should speak out of the Mayim, Shiyo Mikve, the Shirin, result of the shote. שמכים היין, לא חושם תיקשו תחומו, תומי, אם הוא היה יין, תומי. So in other words, suppose the kikya fell into the place of the wine, and then the yain happened to be tomei, so mashki pleim ame tame neicho, because mashki pleim have been in over ish. So then they touch the echo, the kikya, so the kikya becomes the shame. With the tamil market, my sin al bais, el gasin osam lei, el gasin on kei, no for shom kike, we all have also my lechei, my lechei me gavra cheske, och nam ike tu ma cheske, from Ashwaron, oi dam bin osam dati am adon kole kaine, am nam amalo, the gemore, the gemore in makes mentions, the dalet, there the gemore mentions, the aloche, that if a hobby of a yam fell into the Yamagodo, fell into the Yamagodo, so the Yamagodo, now the Yamagodo means really the Mediterranean Sea. It doesn't mean the Atlantic. So if a Chob Yeshayan was dumped into the Yamagodo on the shore, so it's covered the kind. In other words, in another yam or in a river, so it becomes, it doesn't stand in one place. But in the Mediterranean Sea, the wine might stay in one place. Then the mitzvahs. So the mele seems. So even if we don't know whether he was stable in the place of the wine or not, but we have to mechenshish. Maybe he was stable. He immersed himself in that quantity of wine that stands in one place. So even though he didn't look to see whether all the wine concentrated in that place, or it is not, or it became intermingled with the rest of the water in the Yamagodo, but we have to be chesed. Then the Gimori Maki says, suppose he dumped a Chodesh Yain at the shore of the Mediterranean, and then the Kikya Shel Trumo, and let's say the Yain was Yain Tom. We know that the Yain in the barrel was Yain Tom, and he dumped it at the shore. Then the Kikya Shel Trumo fell into the shore, so you have to be chesed. Maybe the Kikya Shel Trumo fell in the place where the yang from the hobby is concentrated and remains there. So you know where the kasha. Why does he have to tell us this thing? I mean, he already told us. He already told us that Hatigel Shom at the Shom of the Yamagodo. So we also feel it because we have to be Cheshish. Maybe he was staying there, he immersed himself in that concentration of wine at the Shom. Because he didn't become intermingled. So here also he has to be Cheshish. Maybe the Kikash of Tumo fell back in that concentration of wine. So maybe he came coming. Mora says, no, I could say, in the case of someone who is staying there, since the Gavre has a Cheskastomei, and through Tvile in the Yam, he has to become Toya, so the Mele, we have to be Cheshish. Mashaik, in the case of the Kikash of Tumo, that was here to four Toya, so he had a Cheskastomei. Now, so we don't have to be Cheshish, maybe it fell, dark in the place of the wine. Because we should rely on the Cheskastare of the Kikia. So, Kamashmo, since we know that at the shore a barrel of wine was dumped, was spilled, so maybe we have to be Cheshish. This is what he wants. Ochanam, we can Cheske Kamashmo. We have to know some Dafke Gemagodu. He called you Tanya. I will not bow the Lord. In other words, if let's say, you spill. Let's say if you spill a hot fish of yam in the river, the Hudson River, on the Lake Michigan, so then somebody will be taking away the shore, so you don't have to be cheshish. Maybe that wine from the barrel remains standing in that place, because when it's here, it becomes redistributed. What is it?
Is that yang tame or stam yang?
No, I mean, as far as being table in it, it doesn't make any difference whether it's from the area.
Why is that different than the
Mishra? You have to be table in water, 1 second. You have to be table in water, not yayin. But as far as in the case, in regard to the case where a kikar of Shotruma falls, only if the wine happened to be tome. If the wine was toyas, then, I mean, how could a kikar become tome?
Why should that be different than the case of yayin that fell into the mikra?
So what?
Were you... Well, if you can tell that you have 40 sa that's not mixed with the yain, and that's...
In order to be mitami the kikya, so the yain itself has to be tummy. In order to be able to feel it, so it doesn't make any difference whether the yain was tummy or the yain was toya. You have to be taken in water, not the mind, the yain. Hakele lechacha amare, if they come in the markets, Omar Rab, give me the mind, shimishin of this, and the yain, we went over, then give me the markets. The machlokes between Rav Poke and Rove, you man shows us that the yayin are in Kimar Yayin of the Puisu, my source must be Sidoche, but Rav Poke, Rav Tome Hosa Kote Breish. I was used to tell the Kamel Pastor was a little bit of a Mirakel Ramar, the Rav Tome Kabir, the Rav Tome Hosa Kote Breish, the Rav Tome 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 Kote Breish, Now, if Hashem Itoi, the Bible says that Hashem Itoi, the Yisrael Gudachi, the Lamina Bishet in Beershim, who Pligos Mamroi, the Kimandoma, now the Rab, but Nore also mentions that, who Pligos Mamroi, the Kimandoma, Machlek is my little Rabbonon, and the Kimulitare, the Rehat, the Hashem Itoi, the Kimandoma, Machlek is the Kimulitare, and my little Rabbonon, so there is machlekes in the Gemara. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says the Dachis. One Mandoma says that when does Rabbi Yehuda say that when does Rabbi Yehuda say Avashem Itoya? Why? Because we apply the laws of the Dachis. Even though in the body of the Mikve there is a little less than himself, but we are mitzari the over 39 saw. Minus memsom, the minus memsom, the memsom minus at the bottom of the mikveh, the thousands of drops of water on the roof of the sheni, so on the roof of the rishon asar, on the roof of the rishon, so mele the sheni, the tefillah of the sheni is ele. Why? Because we say gudach. So one of them says in gige. That when does Rabbi Yehuda apply the law of Gedachis? Only when it's in Tefillah and Midrabah. In other words, when he is not in Tom. But there are certain Tmeim that are only Tmeim Midrabah. Let's say, Poiche, Eichun Tmeim, Mashkin Tmeim, Sheise Mashkin Tmeim. So the Chachomim are Misakim that he's Tom. But with Reis, he's not in Tom. If somebody is Eiche, Eichun Tmeim, he shakes the mashkin plate. He's not coming because midraise, an odom can only be mikabel tume from now. Now, an eiche tume, or mashke tume, is can only be at most rich, it cannot be enough. So the male is not tume. But with rabbonon is tume. So when the tume is to be mitayah, when the tume is rabbonon, since it's not only rabbonon, so the male we say, but in case if it's a tumor with raise, when the tumor is with raise, so then these are the raise of Yuga himself doesn't apply the law of the last. That's one. Another mandoma says that the machlik is between Rebuild and Rabbonon is in the case where he's tumor with raise. So then the Rabbonon say that the Sheini is not Toy. Mashiach came in the Tume is only the Rabbonon. So even the Tanekami, even the Rabbonon of the Yidame, Tanekami is said, Shloish of the Yidish in Achel, and the Tachin of the Eskil Eskil so, the Zoish of the Yidish, 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 the Why? Because the Meir holds Kudas. But me and Meir, the Yidish himself says, ויתחתנו ולא ימלים וחכמים אמרים ונקח ונקח אם אבינו במצואיס שיש בה בו ימצואו. So I mentioned many times that there is a מחלשת השם. Why did the חכמים say that even the צואי that why the חכמים say that even the תחתנו he cannot be taken? Why? So some regime explain it because the Rabbonon reject the concept of Gudachis also. And some regime explain it on the basis of the fact that in Zechri Ma'av, since it is Chavos or Shomim that is Ma'avet, so the Mele Zechri is Mufke of the Halacha of him. So now the Rambam explains the Rabbonon on the basis that it's Zechun Arv, but not that the Rabbonon of Rabbi the Achilik and the Din of Gudachis. Mashenke, the Rashi, he explains it differently. He says, the Rabbonon Perish, Rabbi is the Gudachis, the Gudas, the Rabbi the Gudachis is the Gudas wrestler, the Rabbonon of the Gudachis wrestler, not like the Rambam, who explains the Rabbonon on the basis of Zechun Arv. But it's on the basis that the Rabbonon reject the concept of Gedachas. Okay. We must see Rabbonon, see the Dershi Maisel Abreis, or Maisel Mitzel Rabbonon. We wish to invade the Gitten Mashma, time the Rabbonon must listen, we should get to Teach Vat Fiach, Eile Chibo. Not because, so he says, from the moment Gitten it's Mashma, that the reason is why the Rabbonon Achelik, and the beauty is, not that they hold we don't say Gudachis. Not that we don't say Gudachis, but the reason is, since there is a government with, so it cannot be married. In other words, but if it would be, because how much water is there in the continuity of water? Just to clear about here. There isn't a shepherd for it. Mashiach came. So from this Rashi appears that in the case where there will be, that in other words, from this Rashi appears, and this is what the Chassam Sefer says in the Shiras Rambam. The Chassam Sefer says in the Shiras Rambam that according to the Rambam, the reason is why the Sheni is not toyer, even though the Rishon, the Rabbi of the Rishon, is maybe is Bimai, is maybe Mani is not big that the Rabbon hold we never, because Katafas is no Chim. Katafas is no chibur, and there is no actual iruv. Mashiach, in other words, when there is just a connection of tefiach latfiach, so they're not actually iruv. So then we say, if it's a new level, even though it's only tefiach latfiach continuity of water, so there is chibur. Mashiach, if it's this land, so katafas is no chibur. Mashiach, if you have, let's say, a shef of water, a bones of water, So, but it goes in this land. But there is an abundance of water. There is actually. So then Katachos is a people. This is what Chazam Sefer says in the Shibes Rambam. And it seems from the Rash that the Rash says the same thing. He says, Uvrish Perigrez, they give Mashma, Taimel Rabbonon, Masmissin. Why is the thriller of the second one not a good thriller, according to Rabbonon of Hadude, even though the Rabbi of Shavishin, Mili Ramayi, we should be Tevea Latvia, because the connection is in Dovamuet, only Tevea Latvia. So there is no actual limit. But if there is a Shefal one, there is a shape of water, when water goes in jet, be katafes, then katafes is a thing. The Chasam Sefer says that, I think it's Shuvah Reish Tes. He says it in the Rambam. But this is really what the Shach, what the Rash says. The Tanya Rabbonu Masnif, the Pei Latviach, and the Tanya Rabbonu Masnif, מיקרא שאין בי אבוים סומכם בונה ביום הבאים לטובו זה הרזה הורישים תוי מה שאין תומו כן צטוי איסי די הורישים למים אנחנו נאו לקאפו ניסו איסי חיים לטוי רבי להין הרי די רק שאין למים איך הוגעים לביתם ומיטוי אוי נא סאבוס בגדות של צמר המשתוק סמיקים במים תוי מן המים אז מה צמח שאני גישורים אז כל מה? What is it?
I don't understand what to fear, intrinsically raised relates to where you have a concentrated area of Gimel Lukim inside.
No, we are dealing with one second. Let me explain. We are dealing here with a case where the Rabbi of Shalvishe is Negis Bamai. So in other words, there is a minus memso in the water in the mikveh Gabar. But together with the thousands of drops of water on the roof of the Rishe, so then there is memso. And what is the connection? There is no Shefa connection. There is no jet connection. You know, a lot of water, and abundance water. Just a little bit moisture. Tevea Latvia. So the reason is why the Rabbon say that the second one's tefillah is not Tele. Because in other words, Tevea Latvia is chibur on new level ground. But and katafres, the Tevea Latvia does not constitute chibur. Masha'in came if you have a Sheva for, not just the Tevea Latvia. So then katafres will also be a chibur. So the fact that Chasam Sefer says that according to the Rambam, if you have a katafres, you have a katafres, you have water here, you have 20 so here, and you have 20 so here. And so if there is just the continuity of the Tevea Latvia, so then it's no chibur. But if you have Shifaras Hameid, then it will be a chibur. So it doesn't even require Mamesh Shefat water. Just a Shifaras Hameid. So it's mashma from the washing of the Mechaber, of the Rash, that the only reason, the only case where the Rabbanan say that the Tefillah is not a lay is because the connection between the Mayim, between the Mayim and the roof of the Rishe and the Mayim at the bottom of the Mikveh is just the Tevea Latvia. But if it's more than the Tevea Latvia, so then it is a chibur. Then it is a chibur.
That was in my focus where Rav
Papa, what is it?
That was in my focus where Rav Papa discerned a Suffolk. I mean, I don't understand how the question of Tevea Latvia is related by the Rosh and Mishnah Hay to the problem of the area of Gimel Lugim concentrated within our view.
One second, please. Here the Rosh says, the Frish Pel Reis, the Gip Mashma, Taim of the Rabbonon, the Masnissi, Mishin Yitei, Feyach Latviach, and the Chibo. The reason is why the Rabbonon Achelik Arab Dude, and they say that the Rish is pure, is not there, because there is a minimum of water in the chibur, just the Tevea Latvia. But if there will be a shefa of water in the continuity of flow, so then the Rabbanu will be made to Rabbi Yude, that the Tevea of the Rishe is a...
But what does it have to do with the Mara of...
Who wants to do here with Mara? We are not discussing Mara now.
And the Mishnah brings that a lot.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
The Mishnah...
Who are you discussing here now, Mara?
That's
Mara
my
you discussed before,
that's
not
my
Mara.
But in Mishnah Hay, that's the Mishnah.
I don't know what you want. Why don't you pay attention?
I'm paying.
We are not discussing the whole matter. Shinobahar.
But it's
not. We're not different thing yet. Shinobahar we discussed before. Not now.
In Mishnah Hay, we're discussing.
I don't know what you want. The please, I don't know what you want. You should concentrate more. So you wouldn't be so confused. I'm discussing the house in
the but why the Rosh in his period is Mishnah Hay doesn't
discuss. We are not discussing the house in the and I don't want to be interrupted. When you don't pay proper attention, we'll never be able to come out of the who's discussing the house in the matter? Shinobahar we discussed before. Now.
But the Rosh brings
oh, please. I don't want to be disturbed because you're not consequently. That's all. Shinobahar.
I thought there's some abstract.
Now please! You didn't concentrate! That's why you ask such questions! And you have a habit of interrupting me in the middle of the sentence! When you learn Torah, you have to concentrate fully. And if you don't, you shouldn't interrupt me. Samuel Beggar Rosh Hashanah. Mikdash and Medea, the Mayim Toy. Vina Mayim and Mismatzi. Nechshav and Kishuv, and called the Manshal Hell with Amram and Amayim. Vitoy Amit. Amayim Shemzich Hashuvim. וחצי מפסל הסמיקרה בשלוש הסמודים שרואים את מיעבו עם סום מחבונס ונסחס אשר יתביע ספסיין מן המים. You don't realize that when I say sheer I concentrate the maximum way and when you interrupt me you interrupt the continuity of thought. If you had a proper attitude toward the learning of Torah you wouldn't ask such a question. You have a good head. But you don't think that you have to concentrate to do your utmost just to interrupt me about Shinobahar when we are discussing Shinobahar. You are thinking of what we discussed half an hour before. You don't want to be disturbed that way.
The Rosh is beginning to
I'm not going to answer you. I'm not going to answer you. Or I'll interrupt the Shia. And I will not give a Shia if you are going to interrupt me with such nonsense. The social teacher is a threat also for every human being.
Sabbath the Gadol Shav Samam of Tosin Yom Mayim Toya and Amayim Nesmatsi Nechshav Yishuvi calls my Shulah Hel with Amin Amayim Yitoy Amikri Amayim Shul Sif Yishuvi the Chayz and the Tifan Samikri Shay Shishuvi Shahoy Be Aboyim Somot Ugonitz Nishas Erachim Shid Bias Yifseyen Min Amayim Tayim is accepted Hidmu Be Yeo Ab Deva Harizu Kneyo Mekne Shamayim Mikalchi Kisa Kleise Merida Derach Pio Behitcho ומגבירו ומה לא יסדר אכשלו. הקיפיס למיקווה, הרי זה מגונה. התיבו פעמיים למיקווה, הרי זה מגונה. So if somebody jumps into the mikveh, he's in good. It doesn't say that the tefillah is no tefillah, but it says he's in good. Hatevu tamayim, if he dips himself, immerses himself twice, so he's in good. Rubin says to Shimon, you put, as I'm going to immerse myself in the mikveh, so you put your hand on my head. So he's also Migun. But you So now what Sabina says, that as he says, Rubin says to Shimon, I kveish your tolai. So Rubin says, He addresses himself to Shimon. Rubin told you, kveish your tolai, so kveish your tolof, achetiz nafshi, you should feel it, so you will not repeat it again. Peirush, nishamayim, nishamayim kauch, vinasi mayim shemsei choshu. I mean, so this explains, hitru behir deyu harizit meyom nishamayim kauch. Alright. So, but he doesn't explain the other halachas in the Tisefta. The other halachas in the Tisefta require pshat. Why is he doing it? Why is he doing it? So he can speak in the Kalach of Hilchas Mikvois. So he mentions this Tisefta, and he mentions the Tshuva of the Rivosh. And the Rivosh explains it. Why do we say that Hakepis the Mikvah Arez in the Gune? Hakepis the Mikvah Arez in the Gune? Because it's nire kiriyere to hoke. In other words, if who jumps into the river? Somebody who feels very hot, let's say. Who will jump into the river? Somebody who feels very hot and he wants to relieve himself of the discomfort. So then he is likely to jump into the water. In order to relieve himself of the discomfort as quickly as possible. Some male, it's migune because people see how this man jumps into the mikveh. They will not think that he is mishaving to be mitayar himself, because if he had been mishaving to be mitayar himself, why did he jump like this? Apparently, he's only doing it. Look, he's not even mishaving to mitayar himself. So that might be a mikshu, because observers who are ignorant, now the halacha is that tefillah lichum does not require kavanah, but tefillah, let's say, litrumah requires kavanah. Tefillah lemaisa sheni requires kavanah. Now, if a person will jump into a river or to the ocean or even to a mikveh because he feels hot, it's a very hot day, and so then he will not be told you lachilas trumah. Now, and if people will see that the person who is staying there, even though he is not mischavim okay, he's mischavim to mitayar himself, but he acts in such a way that the impression will be that he's doing it to hokey. So they'll think that tefillah doesn't require kavanah, as long as you are taking, even though your purpose is to cool off, so it's already a good feeling. It's already in good fear. So that's why he's in good. And the same thing is Hatibu Pamayim. Hatibu Pamayim. Because if an observer will see he immerses himself once and then again he immerses himself, they will think he feels hot. That's why he's doing it. So, and then they'll draw the conclusion, they might draw the conclusion that that tefillah does not require kavanah, even if one. And the same thing is also, because an observer will see, Rubin tells the Shimon, you keep your hand upon my head. So they'll say, first of all, here, they'll certainly get the impression that he is not mechavah to be mitayar himself. They'll think that he's doing it as a sport, you know. He wants to show tricks, I mean, that somebody keeps his hand tightly on his head. So again, it might be a mitzvah. So, but this is monster. Peter says
The other thing is Nigune, but it's not, it doesn't involve a Nisa. Mashiachin, this involves a Nisa, because that means it means only that the person has a frivolous attitude towards Tumim Mikveh. I mean, he wants to play some tricks, he thinks he acts as if it had been a matter of sport. This is not a matter of sport. So in many ways, if woman, so if he addresses himself to Shimon, if woman says to Shimon, please your whole life, so listen to him, but do it in such a way that it will be painful for him, so you will not do it again. So that's, as he thinks in Afshin, person killing, thinks in Afshin, it's Adeloya Kufa. Because the one who has such a frivolous attitude and he makes a joke out of it, so in other words, so because of that, he has to be shown. He has to be rebuked and he has to be taught a lesson. So the Buddha addresses himself to Shimon, Ruben told you, Kvesh Yotcho Olai. But not likely, but in a major way, that you will feel that it doesn't pay to joke around with that fear. Fear is an union of a mitzvah, and it's a terrible thing for a person to make a joke out of it and to make it into his fault. So the Rivosh, I mentioned it before, the Rivosh is Mechiyah, deduces from this Mishnah that the question is, in other words, here the mikveh, and here there is, let's say, a step. So he doesn't want to go down all the steps, so he wants to be taking the mahab here on the step, but there is no water, so with his hand, he moves the waves. So it's echali. So at the time when the mahab is immersed, it's echali. And the mikveh is not required as echli. So the Rivosh deduces from this, seems it's destined to go back, so maybe it's not echli. Zechli means when it tends to go out and doesn't come back. But if it moves and then it goes back to the original place, so then it's not echli. Alright. I have to finish this period, and I don't want that anybody should ask any questions, because we'll never be able to cover anything. Eretz Yisrael except for the rest of the mission, I told you, you're not expected. I mean, to go in with the Rash and the Rambam, if you want. Probably like a bracha, but I mean, you're not expected to do that, because these Mishnahs, I'm not dealing with the young of Mikvois as such. It's other young about Balcharia. But it's all the table and we sell it there.
So even though the Chachamim were against their tumor, even though the Chachamim were against their tumor, Al Eretz Ami, so they were only against their tumor on the Ayoris, but Chutzlars. But suppose you have soil, you have a city, a town, a village, where its inhabitants come mostly by going. So, and those Ayoris of Eretz Yisrael, even though it's inhabited mostly or even exclusively by going, the Chachamim will not give it to me. The Chachamim will not give it to me. I'm a mokim of Eretz Yisrael, even though it's inhabited by going. Eretz Yisrael will tell you only to sell it here. So, now why did they sell it here? So that means, because in Eretz Yisrael, so there was discipline. I mean, there was control. So mainly, every mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael was becheskas, inishim. Cheskas inishim. Mikvayis ha'amim shebechutz lo'aretz. Sheir li balukyach. Now, so, but, so that chazokah applies only to the mikvayis, stam mikvayis in Eretz Yisrael. But stam mikvayis in chutz lo'aretz, there is no chazokah. Unless we know that we need something hashkochah. But otherwise, we cannot take it for granted that it's natural. Maybe it is natural. But even if it is natural, so it still can be used for a balkan. Now, Ezra was misaki, now this takone is not effective now because it. In order to be allowed to basically be tehor, he had to be taken himself in mikveh. So it appears that, from according to most Rishonim, it appears that even in order to be kamutar in the tehor, even while the Knesset Ezra was effective, so it was possible even by making the tefillah in the mikveh that he showed. Now, of course, it should be told in that machlokes the shame. If we say that kulin show is kosher mitaraisa, so that we can understand as to why the Chachamim say that a balkani can be taken in the mikveh that he showed. But if we say, because since kulin show is only kosher mitaraisa, so we got it through a balkani, the Chachamim didn't apply that takonos Chachamim. But if we say that Kulin Shol is possible with the right, so it's not the mikveh with the right, and the Chachamim won't be saying that it requires tefillah, so maybe Kulin Shol should be possible. So, but even if Kulin Shol is possible, so it's only possible if we know that it's Shol. But if you're just a Choshe, so Stam Mikveh Chutz Lo'aretz, so there is a possibility. But since it's Migei only the Rabbanon, so we do not have to behave. Mikvoi Sahamim Shemachutz Lois, Shemim Balakyay, after the small of the Kilen, after the small of the Kilen, so he says, the Rav says, the Balakyay was the one who 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 was the one. So he's also kosher. Now, how does the Rav explain it? She will marry the kate. We shop for the same gume. We may say gume is there. She will be not buying the mikveh. So actually, the case that the Mishnah mentions is a case of hamshocha. In other words, he dumped water into a gume, and then from that gume, the water flowed and flew pass into the mikveh. So that's hamshocha. So that is his yontef. That is his yontef says that the Rav, according to the Rav,
So it doesn't mean that in this case where there was amshocha. But if there was no amshocha, it would be possible for Tfilas Baal Tnai. So he says, because the Rav Pasti who then doubted that amshocha b'chulin is not effective. Amshocha is only effective b'nius and b'tesa, but not if all the water is showing, or even half of the water is showing. So then amshocha is not effective. It's not effective. So the Tzomtev says that according to the Rav, even though the Mishnah says after the smell of the killing, so it doesn't mean that can be case where there is a chalapachas amshocha, because the Rav passes that amshocha b'kula is not effective. So it doesn't make any difference whether there was amshocha or there was no amshocha. It showed anyway. So according to the Rav, even if there was no amshocha, done. So it's still kosher with Tfilas Baal Tnai. But that is only shayach if we say that the kula shown is kosher with raisa. Masha'ikin, according to the chain, we say that kula shown is kosher with raisa. Then we have to explain the Mishnah, that this Mishnah says after the smell of the kula. So it's kosher, even though it was kula shown, because there was amshoch. But we pass through that amshoch of the kula is not effective. Now, so the Amishim will say that Amshocha B'Kula is effective. That's the Chachmei Amar. But I don't mean that all the Amishim will say, who hold that Kula Shol is possible to raise it. So they will have to pass through like the Chachmei Amar that Amshocha B'Kula is effective. But because the Tzemach Tzedek says that even though Amshocha B'Kula is not effective, so it's not effective with Rabbonon, but with Raisa, Hamshocha is effective, even Hamshocha B'Kula. And even if we say that Kulin Shol is possible with Raisa, but if Hamshocha was realized, so then it's not possible with Raisa. And only with Rabbonon it is possible. So Memele, those Rishayim who say that Kulin Shol is kosher with Raisa, so they will say that this is Yontef, that the Smal B'Kula doesn't limit it to the case where there was amshocha, but even without amshocha, for those Rishayim who say that Kulin Shol is possible with Raisa, so then it's not mistabeh that Kulin Shol should be kosher with Tfilas Baal Tnai. It's not a mikveh with Raisa, but with Raisa not a mikveh. So then they will have to say that the Mishnah is only matir a Tfilah of the Baal Tnai in a show B'Kula in which Amshocha was realized. So it truly passed from Amshocha B'Kula is not effective. But that's only with Rabbonon, as the Tzemach Tzedek says. So Mimele, what with Raisa, Amshocha B'Kula is effective. So Mimele, Mikabi Tzilas Baal Tnai, the Chachomim did not apply the Takone, that Amshocha B'Kula is not effective. Shebe Eretz Yisrael, now suppose you have a Mikve in Eretz Yisrael, so Sheikh Tanakami says, Shechutz l'mafteach, Sheikh l'mafteiris. Now in those days, so many towns in Eretz Yisrael had a chemor, and had a gate, and the gates were closed. In other words, anyone who wanted to walk out of the city, so he had to open up, the door. So that means that, so Sheikh Eretz Yisrael, Shechutz l'mafteach, is kshayim afreidis. In other words, suppose you had, let's say, a mikveh chutz l'nafteach. So then, so even a mikveh could be developed in that mikveh. Why? Because it was highly unlikely that it was shown. Why? Because how could a mikveh be shown? After all, no, the outdoor mikveh is, so whenever it rained, so water came in, so why should it be shown? But many of these outdoor mikvahs were used by the people for laundry, to wash their things. So the mele, when it's used by many people for laundry, so then a lot of water is taken out by washing the body in the mikveh. So it's possible that so much water was used up, was drawn out from the mikveh, that less than many soul remained And if you mess them when someone rain, and then women or men come to wash the laundry in it, and they pour new water in the mikveh, so then it becomes possible. But if the mikveh is chutz l'mafteach, so then very few people will wash their body in that. So it's highly unlikely that it should be, that the water content of the mikveh should be reduced to less than emsor. And as long as it's not reduced to less than emsor, so no shulim in the world can pass it, because then ashokim would be affected. So that's why Yisha says shakut mafteach sheirim afinis mevnim afteach. So then there is a possibility, maybe as a result of the krisas abdodim, so it was reduced to less than emsor, and then more water was dumped in. So keep looking. So it passed the whole mikveh. So it's psulim b'cholat meim, but sheirim b'alikayim. Because of Balakarian, we are not concerned about Gimulukim passing the Mibi. The Blessed Aimei, Akrim, the Old Derech, may be the Akris, Hakim Tayer. So the Blessed is more Machmir than the Tatam. In other words, according to the Tatam, if it's Chutzul Machteya, even though it's near the gate of the city, we don't have to be Chesish. Even if it's chutz l'mafteach, but if it's walking distance from the gates of the city, so there is a possibility that a number of people decided to wash the laundry in that mikveh, and the melee it was reduced to less than emsor, and then they dumped in more water, so the mikveh became possible. ומדקים ומישהו לניסון דרך שנעשו ובעלוקיה לרעצים המתאירו ובעלוקיה לרעצים המתאירו עד שאיפה וכתוב לה אפילו מקרה שקולים נפשו ובמותה אפילו נספר לבקירו שם מורים לו מים בקטר ושוק ועשיר גומו ומאי סיגום היש דרך שאיר לך המים במקרה שחוץ מבטא יחוץ לפסח המתאירה את שאיר מהפנידס להתאירו לבעליהם ויעד עדיו מיני שיצקורס ולחשים על שם החסיר למויו ונוף ועלי המים שורים ונצמאלו וחוץ לפסח המדינה ירד מיוד המצויים שם ולפנים נפתח ולפנים לפסח המדינה ופסו לכלת מים של מיוד המצויים שם הרבה ולמעלו בדיקת את מים איזה שומחה ואיזו ירחץ ותניע כביסה שיש נימה חסיר למויו ונפסו מן הכלים שמחפצים שם ואוכל כתירים שמחפצים להם ולכל מי חסרוך ואין הלוח כרב לעצר מה מי שבץ אלה בעלי קהלים שצריכים תבילה אותו under the Takone of Bezer. Now today it is still relevant, because even though the Takone of Bezer was Nisbatei, but there is a Nisbatei to be taken with the Nisbatei, to Nisbatei, because the Rambam of the Tshuva writes that a certain lion in Alexandria of Mitzrayim was mitzir laws against him, that he is not taking the care, and he says, so the Rambam resents this kind of a woman, apparently even in those days. So it was possible. I mean, to circulate a rumor against Israel. So he says that he says, So we see from this Rambam that even though the Rambam passes that the Takone of Ezra was Nisbate, because it was not Nisbashe in Bereva Tzibo, but since Ezra was Nisbate, even though it was not Nisbashe in Bereva Tzibo, so maybe it's not obligatory to comply with the Takone. But in the Sassidus there is. So maybe all these things in the Berkhes are also relevant today, but it's not so relevant, because the Takone of Ezra was not Nisbashim Bereva Tzibo. אינו בעלי קיים שנצריך לתחיל רואו מים חלוקים או יחרו בתחיל. In other words, so if he had a discharge and it was a discharge in the form of drips, or in the form of if the discharge was turbid, so if, let's say, in other words, if it happened while he was passing water, while he urinated, so bitchino is doing. If the drip was like water that came out as he passed water, so in the urine, happened at the beginning of the urination, so then it's like, it's in its ears. So then it means it's not the issue. But the emitzah will be saying, if the dripping in the urine took place in the middle of his urination, or at the end, so then it means that to give that that it is the issue. It's the cap. Tom, mitchilo batzei, if it happened all the time in the course of his urination, so it's like, it's a question of mitzias. Ribonim v'nimshochim tom, if it's white and nimshochim, so then it's a riot that it's kept. Rabbi Yisei Meir, ribonim kachur, has the same thing like a chur. So mainly it all depends. If it is at the beginning of the urination, so it's toya. If it's then, so we say it's toya. Chukim shematik tikkun chalukim ki nishal shoet bitchulot as a kolos miragvayim toya lo avnikari al matziras ha-shesim eko. באמצע הוא עושה כשהתורס מרגליים תומד ומכרי נמשוך עם מרגליים ובוקים תומד ומכרי ליבונים כאחורים ובתחיל אותו יום באמצע של תומד ונלוך את רביז המת לו טיפי נובייס מתייך העמו תום because if it's טיפי נובייס so it's a riot that that's carried it's not your דיבר הבלזר חיס המהר לבלילו ויום הגבות המצורי חם תומד suppose he had an erratic dream. And then when he woke up, he found that his goof was harm, so that's a raya that he had a discharge in his sleep. So he's stomach. So he has to be taken. Akilek is there, Rabbi Mashri, she came off. Did you remember the Nazareth? Rabbi Shmoyim, from Shema Baba Inis, from Shem Chomesh, from Shem Shisho, Rabbi Kilayim, Eleon Chomesh. In other words, and it's the Sukkot in Shabbos that we first discussed it. And the Gemara, and all the Tanoim, they learn it out from the passage they hear in the Chayim and the Shlishis Yom. And the Matitor was on Shabbos. So the question is, when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Jews they hear in the Chayim and the Shlishis Yom? So I'll teach you a mission. So when did he tell them? Whether he told them on Wednesday or he told them on Thursday. So Abbas ibn Azari says, Tapilet is there, Rabbi Mashishi is there. So in other words, because all the Tanoim agree that the Shabbos is not here in Israel. And Bikidash from Ali Mumocha, Bikidash Ali Mumocha. So Abbas ibn Azari holds that the Prise was in the morning of Thursday of Yimhek, Bikidash from Ali Mumocha. So that means in the morning of Thursday, let's say about 6 o'clock. So that means so. And Matutorah was on Shabbos. So how many days? Is a period of 12 hours. So from Thursday morning, 6 o'clock till late Shabbos, how many days do you have? You have 36 hours. 36 hours. So the Friday day, two aimes in the Friday day, and one aime in the daylight part of the Thursday day. So it's three aimes. So in other words, and everybody had to be toya for Matutor. So that means that even if a woman who was spiritus in Shikasya, let's say on Friday night, so it wasn't Seisea. It wasn't Seisea the minyan. Because the halacha is that a woman who is Kiretes in Shifazera, let's say Izobe Deilat, she has to count Zion King. So the halacha is, if she is Kiretes in Shifazera, so it's Seisea in that. So suppose a Izobe would be taken Alice, and then after the Tfile, she would be paid with the Shifazera. So then she would have to be taken again, because it says the Nechat of the Minyan. And here, so the Prisha took place in the morning of Yom Chamishi, and that means that if the Tfula took place when Shabbos, so they were going to take it from Matutor.
So, you see, but there is a pasuk. Suppose a woman would be pledged shechazera after the tefillin with the Shabbos, so it wouldn't matter. Why? Because after 3 days, after 36 hours, so then the heretofore shechazera cannot lead to any conception. In other words, cannot fertilize the egg cell. So the male sins after 36 hours, it cannot fertilize the egg cell, so maybe it doesn't have a chalui shem shechazera. When does it have a din of a shechazera if the egg cell can be fertilized with that shechazera? But if it cannot be fertilized, so it doesn't have a shem shechazera. So that's why it's there. Hapulet hazera b'imashu shiteiro. In other words, after 36 hours. Dibu in a blessed man azaraye. The Bishmoyle in the Apomim Shema Abayinis, Komim Shem Chomeish, Komim Shem Shisho. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara in Shabbos points out, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not a fixed number of hours that is Machkiah the Din Shechazera. But in other words, it depends upon the number of days, and we say, Mitzvah Zayin Kikule. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so the Prisha took place on Wednesday. So the Prisha took place on Wednesday. So that means that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Hapilete Shechazera Bimovi, so it's stale. Hapilete Shechazera Bimovi is stale. So let's say, if she was Mishavish Mitoso, let's say on Wednesday, so, and then, so you have the balance of Wednesday, one day, and then Thursday, and then Friday, and then she'll be developed a little Shabbos Friday night. So even if she'll be to let the Shechazera, after the Tfilah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Why? Because as Eve, on the fourth day of the Tashrich, so then it's not conducive. It's not conducive to any conception of the woman. In other words, the Shechazera, if she is religious on the fourth day, if the Tashmish Amito took place, let's say, on Wednesday, it doesn't make any difference whether it was the Tashmish Amito took place Tuesday night or Wednesday morning or an hour before Shkia, Wednesday in the afternoon. So, if the Tashmish Amito took place Wednesday, so we say, Mixas Ayim Kikulei, so Wednesday is one day, Thursday is the second day, Friday is the third day, and if she's developed Friday night, so then the tefillah is certainly a good tefillah, because even in the event that she's led the Shechazera after the tefillah, let's say at 9 o'clock Friday night, after the tefillah, it will not be said suddenly. Because on the fourth day, it's not capable. The Shechazera is not capable of fertilizing the exile. So Mele, he doesn't get a Chalishem Shechazera. I mean, it's difficult to understand Rabbi Shmuel Shiki. According to Rabbi Zamazali, it depends upon the number of hours. So we can understand it, I mean. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, so Kovim Shem Arbeinis, Kovim Shem Chomeish, Kovim Shem Shish. Now, let's see the Rabbi. הפרוי שבאת זה הרב ימחה בימה ג' תאו כדי ששים שו בהי בשבת הוא פה גם בשבת לא יש לשים שו בכלל זה להי להשתאי הזה הרב מאות אלו בין שמיץ ולהי ועם הי ולשי שי ושי שי לא יש לשים שו הי עם חשיך לא ישתאי אלו מצסי ולבוא ולבוא ולהיקל שני משלימיץ שאין לי יאי שאין לי אוי לא נמלאי נאו all the other machines they are here with the Rav. Because according to all the other Rishonim, Rav Lezer ben Azariah holds that it depends upon 36 hours. But the Rav says that according to Rav Lezer ben Azariah, it doesn't depend upon a fixed number of hours. But it also depends upon the fact that it's being a shish. So, in other words, Joseph of Ishmael says it depends upon the fact that it's Yemov. So, according to Rav Lezer ben Azariah, it depends upon the fact that it's Yemov Shlishi. But all the other Rishonim, they explain, including the Rambam, that according to Rav Lezer ben Azariah, it doesn't mean Yemov Shlishi. It means, Hapilet Zera b'Yemov Shlishi Teiro. In other words, if it's after 36 hours, in other words, if the Tashmish Amito took place, let's say, in the night, let's say before the morning of Thursday, On Thursday, a Jew will be glad this is a chazar, let's say at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock in the morning. Wednesday, Thursday morning. 5 a.m. Thursday morning. So, and then she'll be blessed in Shechazera, let's say, at 7 p.m. Friday night. So there, it's there. Why? Because it's already after an interval of 36 hours. Mashiach in the Rav, he explains it that the Kodesh of the Nazareth. It depends upon the Kodesh of the Nazareth. It depends upon the fact that it's the third day. So, that's according to the Rav's job, according to all the other machine. So only the Bishmoel applies Misayim Kikulei, Ligabi Kledesh Shechazera. But according to Rabbi Nazareth, Rabbi Nazareth doesn't apply Misayim Kikulei. It depends upon 3 years, 36 hours. Kabakiba Eime Aleilom Chomech. Chomech Eime is, in other words, 60 hours. So, Leilom Chomech is Pomi, so he says, Pomi Shindal Vishlemis. The reason is why a woman today
counts 5 days before she starts counting the Zayin Nikini is because of the possibility of Kulet Shechazera. That's, and since all the women today have a din of Zoveh to the Rabbanon, even if she knows that she's not a Zoveh, but in the Rabbanon she has a din of Zoveh, so because of that, every woman, every nido has to count 5 days and then make the sektare and count zaynik. Alright, if it's chomi shepodesh chazera mi yisroel kmeyo, bas yisroel shepodesh chazera mi chomi teiro. Even if it is chomi shepodesh chazera that she received, that was injected by Yisroel, so she is kmeyo, because only the shechazera of the Yisroel is mitamei, but the shechazera of the nochri is not mitamei. So if let's say. And if it's Chomi had relations with Israel, and then the Nochis was Kodesh Shechazera, so it is Tami, because the Shechazera is the Shechazera of Israel. So, Bas Yisroel Shepolta Shechazera Mi, so, Bas Yisroel Shepolta Shechazera Mi, Chomi Misteiro, because Shechazera of Nochis is not Mitami. Oni Shoshashim Shabbat, so, Vyod Obitoko, if she was Mishamish Mitosa, and then she was Tivales, and the Rikibes Abayis, is Kinu Leitoblo, in other words, Kinu Abayis is what is called in English, taking the douche. So if a woman was Mishamish Mitosa, and then she was Tivales, and before the Tivales she didn't take the douche, so it's possible that after the Tivales, so she was Kulet Shechazera. So that was since the Yimechod of the Minyan. So the Mele is Kinu Leitoblo. We are doing the Mishnah has reference to Zoveh. Not the Nido. Of course, today every Nido has a deal with the Rabbanon of Zoveh. But the Aloche of Siseres, Kulet Shechazera, applies only to Zoveh, who has the Karim Zayin Kiv. So the Mele, there is a discharge. She is Kulet Shechazera, so that since the Minyan is since Yimechod. Masha'inke, if she's in Nidor, so Miraise, so she doesn't have to count Zayin Nikin. So Mele is not shaykh to say that it says Adonia. But, so the Mishnah has reference to his own. Hoisha Shishim Shobeiso. Because since she was not Mechavi the Sabai, she didn't take a douche. So it's possible that she was the Kuletis Shevazera after the Tvileh. So, even before the Tvileh, it doesn't make any difference. It was Seisa Yimecha.
So the male is the only problem. Mashein kiddush. She was mechaberes as a bias. She took kiddush. So in other words, so she cleaned out every shechvazera. So the male is the tefillah is a good tefillah. Balkeh mishetov bal gulito es amayim kishiyad es amayim tom ilfi balkeh. He's okay, he had a discharge. And then he went through it before he passed water. So then he's still coming. Why? Because when he curses, it's very likely that when he had a discharge, let's say nocturnal emission. So when he had a discharge, so some drops of the Shechvazera so remained to sticking to the ether. So the mele. And then when he passes water, so it comes out together with it. So that's why it's done. The gay saying now the chayim is okay, tome. But the yellow to be bony, if he's young, so then when he has a nocturnal emission, so he's completely discharged and nothing remains, no drops remain. So the male, so he's done. All right. The first four Mishnahs in Beit Ches are not really crazy much. They deal with the Shechazera, so that is a din in Melchas Nidre, not in Kreuz, and with Tfilas Balkel. But Mishneh is a basic Mishneh in the Inyan of Chatzitza, very basic Mishneh. Nido Shenos Nomoyit Bifiyo, Viyodo Vitov Loteiro Mitomoso, Avot Meyo Yaldav Reiko. Suppose a nido, so she has to be developed. So she put coins in her mouth, and then with the coins, she put a nido, let's say, or a dime in her mouth. And then with the coin in her mouth, she was developed. So she stayed on mitomos. Stayed on mitomos. So she becomes the hero of the tumas nido. And of this, I mean, Abed Mehi al Gabri. Million of in other words, what's the chiddush that she's tailor with Tumas Nido? Because we could say that maybe the tefillah is not tailor, because there is a locha of chitze. So if there is any interposition between the mayim and the group, so then the tefillah is not tailor. Now suppose a woman has, let's say, some ibon between the teeth. So that's a chitze in the tefillah. Chitze in the tefillah, because if she has a bone between the teeth, so no water can penetrate between the teeth because the bone, the etzem, is chetzes. So maybe we could say if at the time she went down to the mikveh, so she had a coin, a nickel, a dime in her mouth, so maybe that was an obstruction. Maybe that's an obstruction. So it's not an obstruction. Why? Because water can still enter, even if the woman has a coin in her mouth, so it doesn't obstruct the penetration of water into the mouth. So it's not a chitz. So that's the chiddush. But so it came from the muscle. Avod mei al davrei. In other words, the mayonnaise of a nido is mitami. It's an avatume. The spittle, the rage of izav, izovei, nide. So is mitame, is an alatume. Now, in the aloch, it's an alatume. So Mimele, if she kept the coin in her mouth, so in Mimele Gavrei, let's see the Rav. She nishwas al amoyes kedem tfilin. Ut meyo miteiras mada, vireiko, mitame, vimago, vimase. So, in other words, because it was mislash, it was detached, that drop of spittle was detached from her mouth, and then,
So, and that's rich. So it's the rink of Yehuda. So that's an av hatumeh. That's an av hatumeh. And mimele, it's mitameh. So that's rich. So, as long if he should even keep a coin, so there was no detachment. So the rink was not mislash from her book. So it couldn't be mitameh. Masha'in came, Eve, she kept the coin, so some of the rink rubbed off on the coin, and it was mislash from her throat, from her mouth. So the mele, that's another tumeh, and the mele, and that, so that coin became tumeh. I mean, not only that coin became tumeh, we don't even have to resort to the tumeh of the coin. In other words, the rink itself is mislash. And through the coin, so it was mislash. So she touches the she's in contact with the rink. If she didn't have a coin, so the rink is not removed from the body. So maybe it couldn't be mitameh. But if it was through the coin, so the rink is detached. So mimele, so it's like the rink of the zav that is mislash from the goof. So mimele, it's mitame the nido. Now, the question is this. How can it be mitame the nido? Because it touches the nido. But the halacha is, the Gemara needed, Ahmed Dalet says, that Magabis Astorim is not mitame. And after all, that rink is in contact with the goof of the nido in the mouth. That's the Bisa story. It's not in Lokim Tolu, it's in Lokim Seisa. So Magabis Astorim is not mitame. So why does she become tame? So we could say that it's mitame image after she takes out the coin. You see, as long as the coin is inside the mouth, so too they are, let's say, 5 drops of spittle on the coin that were mislash from the book. And these 5 drops of spittle, which are not a tumeh, are in contact with the throat or the gums of the woman. So she doesn't become tumeh because that's Magabisa story. But after that, she's not going to keep the coin all the time. So then she comes out from the mikveh. She takes out the coin. She takes out the coin and it comes in contact with her hand. She takes out the coin. It comes out in contact. This is the coin. It comes out in contact with her hand. That's already walking gold. So there is a maga. Maga, 1 second. There is a maga of the walking gold. So the male, she becomes dummy through maga. But even if she didn't take out the coin, so she wouldn't become tomei through mago because it's mago is a story. But mayonis of Isav of the Nido are mitame not only the mago, they are mitame the maso also. So mago is a story is not mitame, but maso is a story is mitame. What does maso mean? She moves the rink. If the rink is adheres to the surface of the coin and she keeps on moving the coin from one part of the mouth to the other. So she is macing. So there is muscle realized. And the rake. So maybe she in effect is carrying the rake. If somebody carries the rake of his out, or of his over, or of his nide, so it also becomes tummy. So that's why the Rav emphasizes with Meyo Mitiras Magi, the rake of Mitani, the Magi, the muscle. So Mitiras Magi, that's in the case where he took out the coin, so then there is Magabi Mokin Dolo. But Piteras Mase, even if he didn't take out the coin, so she couldn't become Tomei, Piteras Mage, but she becomes Tomei, Piteras Mase. Aber Tmila Gabri, Nos Nosara Bifio, Koptoyodo, Kotos Veseo, Kiru Itoblo, Hoeich, yeah. So, suppose now here in the Rash, I don't think we'll go over the Rash inside. But I'll tell you the two Rishonim in the Rashi. Two pshat in the Rashi. One pshat in the Rashi is that Kof Tzuyodo. Now the halacha is Magabis Astorim. And Magabis Astorim is not a tam.
But then there is a loch in chitze, that that chitze in that in beis hastorim is only chitze. It's as long if it's not whole to be a smile. But if it is whole to be a smile, even though mayim doesn't come in, so it's not chitze. It's not chitze. That's it. In mokim golu of the person, so mayim has to. If, let's say, a person, let's say a woman will be developed in the mikveh, and then some of the hair will bulge above the level of the mikveh, so the tefillah is no tefillah in the eyes. Why? Because the sar of the person, that's a mocking robo, it's not a mocking soisach. So in any way, mine has to overtake it. And if, let's say, when she bends down in the mikveh, so she has long hair, and the top of her hair is above the level of the water, so then the tefillah is no tefillah. That's why it's important that a woman should watch and make sure that all the hair are immersed in the mikveh, because if there is one hair that bulges above the level of the water, so then the tefillah is no tefillah in the eyes. Kill it up. So vis-a-vis the king is agreeing, so it's not enough that it's holy to be a smile. But actually, mayim has to come in. Mashiach, King Gabi, there's a story, let's say, the inside of the mouth, or let's say, in the Bisashechi here, or in the place of the wrinkles, you know. Suppose a person, especially an older person, has many wrinkles in his group. Sometimes even a young person has wrinkles. So in the Bisashechi, nothing. That's a Pesach stone. It's not an exposed place. So Pesach stone, so we don't require that mind should come in. Let's say a person is taken, and suppose, so there is no halacha that when he stays there he has to keep his mouth wide open, like this. But if he doesn't keep it wide open, so it's possible that now the hole inside of the mouth will be filled up with water. Still the tefillah is a good tefillah. Why? Because the inside of the mouth is a bisastorim. Bisastorim doesn't require any bisastorim. But whole bisastorim will be. In other words, even if you don't keep your mouth wide open like this, the tefillah is a good tefillah. But if you don't keep your mouth wide open, so it's very likely that water didn't get into the mouth, back into the whole mouth, in no probability. If you don't keep your mouth wide open, so no probability, water will not fill up the whole mouth. Still the tefillah is a good tefillah. Why? Because a bisastorim, the inside of the mouth is a bisastorim. It's not a mocking bowl. So it doesn't require bisastorim, but it has to be whole bisastorim. In other words, suppose you have a bone between the teeth, so, or if you have, let's say, something, some crumbs of food, here are the gums. So really, in the mind that does come into the mouth, it's incapable of overtaking the gums, of reversing the gums. So really, it has to be a whole beer's mind. Now, there is a machlokes case between Tesis and Pushim, I think it's that, of Gimel, and the Ritual Pushim. According to Tesis, now the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that holy be as mine bima. So according to Tesis, it's a Drashic Mora. And with the Raisa, if there is a bone, let's say in the teeth or on the gums, so then the Tefillah is no Tefillah with the Raisa, because it's not holy be as mine. According to the Ritual Intuition, it's an Asmachte, and with the Raisa, not only isn't it necessary with the Raisa, that there should be actual biasmai, it's not even necessary that I say there should be whole biasmai. But with Rabbonon, it requires whole biasmai. Now, here the Mishnah says, Nos no sara bifio, in other words, she has long hair, and the hair was bifio. The hair was, she put the hair bifio. Kof to your daughter. So let's say, she closed her hand. Or cultures we sell, or kiyum olim tov lo. Now, what does it mean? causes for self. So there are two pshat in the Rash. Two pshat in the Rash. One pshat, the first pshat in the Rash is causes for self means that she causes herself like this.
Clenches her teeth.
Like this. In other words, the other pshat is causes for self means. What's the difference? Now, most of the shaykhim in the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is, and probably the Pesach of the Ramo, because the Ramo doesn't make any agoyah, so that means that he agrees. So, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber in Simon Kuftar Ches, Siv Lamed Ches, Lamed Ches, it's also discussed in Siv Chof Zayin, but primarily in Siv Lamed Ches, Simon Kuftar Ches, is like the second washing in the Rash. And there's the sheet of the Rosh, there's the sheet of Moses. Because the first washing of the Rash is a big home. In other words, according to the first washing of the Rash, when a woman is rebellious, she has to keep the mouth a little open. She doesn't have to keep it open like this. That would be strange. But, she should keep it a little open. In other words, the two sets of teeth should not stick together. In other words, if, according to the first question in the Rash, if the person will stay there, so when he goes into the weekend, so your head is two sets of teeth like this, so the feeling will not be a good feeling. Why? Because even though behind the teeth is a bisa stone, but it has to be only bisa smile. Now, if you keep it like this, so then it's only bisa smile. Whether water will enter or not, we don't know. Maybe it will, maybe it will not. But at least if it's a little open like this, so water can come in. Maybe it will not, but it can. Mashiachin, if she keeps low teeth like this, so then water cannot come in. So the melee, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Good tefillah. So, but the other lashon in the Rashi is that causes the cell, that causes the cell means for good. In other words, you see, ordinarily, when a person keeps his lips, I mean, in the natural position, a person doesn't ordinarily lips like this, so in the ordinary position, so part of the lip is gone. You see, the outward portion of the lip is gone. Then, this part of the lip is soft. So we may lay if he does it like this, if she does it like this, so that means that even the outer portion of the lip, which is normally gone, exposed. This part of the lip is usually exposed. Because which person keeps his lips like this? So the male is a bucket.